Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of our radio program. Here we are together again, and we begin this hour number one of a new week of podcasts talking baseball. Well, God, it used to be a good baseball player, not anymore. Albert Pujols, what letter grade do we put on the Dodgers' surprising signing of Albert Pujols? Let go by the Angels. He's a designated hitter playing in the league now without a DH. We do a deep dive on Prince Albert in La La Land, the real LA team. We'll get to that right now. Here it is, our number one. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are kicking it off in the air everywhere as we drop the mic coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well. You had a good weekend. We are back at it again. Our lead this hour coming from the Transaction Wire, professional baseball. We're going to start with some baseball. And the same weekend, the Dodgers lost the reigning World Series most valuable player, Corey Seager, for a good amount of time to a broken hand. He got hit on the hand, his right hand, over the weekend against the Marlins. It came out that they had added, or were about to add, a big name to the roster, at least a big name if you have a time machine and can go back a decade or so. If you didn't see this, and maybe you were actually doing stuff over the weekend, you were not paying attention, which is always possible. We have learned that free agent first baseman Albert Pujols has agreed to join the defending champions of professional baseball. He was dumped by the Angels a few weeks back. We've talked about him several times. There were reports of tremendous animosity between Pujols and the Angels. He's 41 years old. He moves as fast as pond water and is a designated hitter. Pretty much that's about it. And not even a good one. Other than that, a hell of a pickup, the Cardinal way in L.A., a first ballot Hall of Famer, unless there's some scandal that comes out. All of that based on what he did for St. Louis a million years ago, but now he is changing laundry in Los Angeles. So let us discuss the question. We have a transaction, which is not official, but is about to be official. What letter grade do you give the Dodgers on the eminent addition of Albert Pujols? So the Maller report card, we go to the Maller report card. And the Maller report card says, D. This is a D move. And not as in delightful. This is a D move for the Dodgers, as in D for Dodgers. Now, my observations, you've got life lesson, preparation H, and feline way. And we will lock all of these things together into this Maller monologue. Now, number one. When news started bouncing around, this was happening. I was minding my own business. My phone went kaboom. People were goofing on me. I was enjoying a nice pastrami sandwich in Pasadena. And these idiots started spoiling my lunch. See that? You talked all that trash about Pujols, and now look where he's going. Yeah, okay. It's not a move that sparks much confidence in the Dodger front office. Like, what are you doing? Like, really, what are you doing? Someone clearly forgot a very important and crucial life lesson. It is a lesson that we have been teaching right here from behind these microphones for many, many years. Right? And the lesson is very simple. It's a basic life lesson. Right? Don't let a falling star fall on you. And you might like Albert Pujols. You might think, oh boy, I remember the Prince Albert days. And oh man, this guy's great, blah, 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 blah. Back in the Halcyon days. Guess what? That's not coming back. That's in the rearview mirror. All right, you can put some pixie dust on it. It's not coming back. He is DOA, dead on arrival. The Angels should have gotten rid of this guy 3 years ago. They kept paying him because they had the contract. And they had him in a lineup with Otani and Mike Trout, and he still sucked. Think about that. It was a stumble bump. And when the bat speed goes, when the bat speed slows down, does it ever come back? I can't recall a time when it comes back. Now, the second thing here, if you look at this like a jigsaw puzzle, this particular piece does not fit. The Dodgers don't need Albert Pujols to sell tickets. They are at the top in attendance, and you know, attendance obviously limited now because we're still coming out of COVID, but the Dodgers don't need this to get fans. And how many people are going to go watch a ballgame because of Albert Pujols at this particular point in time? Not many. The answer is not many. So the Dodgers don't need him from a marketing standpoint. He's washed up like a jellyfish in a storm. Burned toast, finito, done as an impact player. And it's the line. We had a big horse race at the Preakness this weekend. If he were a horse, Albert Pujols, he would have been turned into glue by now, the way he's performed. And the Dodgers, unless I missed it, and maybe, you know, I was eating that pastrami sandwich over the weekend, and maybe I missed it, they got shifted to the American League. Or Rob Manfred added the designated hitter to the National League. But last I checked, there's no DH in the NL. And that, they added a DH. So most bizarre move. I said this, my immediate reaction over the weekend on social media was like, it reminds me of the time the Dodgers traded for Jim Thome, who was a DH for the White Sox. Didn't make any sense. He was washed up, came to the Dodgers, didn't hit a home run. Now they've made another bizarre move. And Albert Pujols, when he comes to the Dodger clubhouse, I hope they hand him a gift basket. And in that gift basket is Preparation H, because I am worried about him. I think we should do a wellness check in a couple of weeks here. Because if I'm right, he's going to pick up an extreme case of hemorrhoids from sitting on the bench outside of interleague games. Pujols is going to be a spectator, occasional at bat in the eighth or the ninth inning from time to time, and a spot start here and there. But in Anaheim, the Angels, their argument, maybe they were lying, but the argument the Angels made was that Pujols rejected being a part-time player, that he had to be an everyday player. That was supposedly the beef that he had, and he was also upset with Joe Maddon. He didn't apparently like hippies. And so now he's cool with being a second banana in Dodger blue. It makes no sense. Now, some are trying to sell the idea that Pujols will be a mentor to the younger Dodger players, and I reject that. If they want to hire him as a motivational speaker, the Dodgers, they can bring him in. They can pay him Tony Robbins-like money and have him walk on coals in front of the entire team. They should do that if that's what they want to do. But leave the decaying carcass of him as a player off the roster. Now, the only tangible theory that I could come up with, and my mind was spinning here, that this is more of an NBA-type move, that this is one last shot to try to get back to a World Series situation, that Prince Albert is ring-chasing, right? That he's like, hey, you know, the Dodgers, they're not playing particularly great. They had a good week last week. They lost on Sunday. But they're still, by the time the playoffs come around and they get their guys back, they will still be one of the favorites to win the World Series in 2021. So let me hitch my wagon to that train, and maybe I'll cherry-pick an extra World Series championship at the end of the ride. Now, final point. Even though Albert Pujols is a has-been, his bat speed is gone, it is not an F move on the Mallard report card. As I indicated, this is a D move. A D move, and again, not delightful. Why is that? Because the Dodgers are bringing him in essentially on a wing and a prayer. And it's nothing ventured, nothing gained. It is a minimum amount of money. It's not my money anyway. I wouldn't care if they were paying him top dollar. I don't pay the bills. I'm not the bean counter for the Dodgers. But for a big money team, it is essentially chicken feed. They're handing out chicken feed. And the Angels are paying the lion's share of the tab. It's kind of like visiting the casino. You're going to the casino and you're playing with house money. Now, every once in a while, I've gotten house money. Maybe you have too if you're a gambler. And you never expect to break the bank. But you never know, right? It's the beauty of gambling. You never know for sure, right? It's a sucker's game. You know you're probably going to lose in the end. But, you know, just by chance, there's a shot that playing with someone else's money, you might win. But my level of expectation, all right, my level of expectation from 1 to 100 for Albert Pujols and Dodger Blue is zero. I expect nothing. I expect zero. Seriously, no, I would be stunned. You know, he might get a garbage time home run or something like that, but at best, the Dodgers can look for the feline effect, the feline way. Now, what is the feline way? All right, the feline way is what we say, and this happens every once in a while with teams and with athletes that are done. It's called the dead cat bounce. It's a Wall Street term, and it's a broken player who's got nothing left who makes a brief, faint resurgence after changing the laundry, right? Even a dead cat, if you drop it off a building, will bounce, right? So the dead cat bounce effect for Albert Pujols in L.A., and the party gets started shortly, and tickets are available. The king of L.A., I guess the prince of L.A. now, Albert Pujols, headed to Dodger Blue. Whoop-de-damn-do. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, and if you hate the NBA, good news. The regular season is over. If you hate the NBA, bad news, because the Fugazi play-in tournament begins on Tuesday, and the actual playoffs, which I consider that part of the playoffs, will get started as well. So it's right around the bend, the NBA beginning its postseason festivities. We'll take your phone calls. It is a call-in show. You don't have to call in. There's no pressure. We have plenty of content. We don't need a single call. But it is a call-in show. We're here in the middle of the night, so if you want to hang out and need somebody to talk to, we're here for you at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You got to use your imagination. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
I liked him in that spot. I really did.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. He did ask a young teenage ball girl to peel his banana. And I'm live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's Ben Maller.
Later on, next hour, we will have Maller to the third degree. The Insta advice line coming up in the hour after that. And all kinds of random semi-famous people that call the show that think they're much more famous than they are. That's how that goes. Patrick writes in, says A-minus by the Dodgers. He's very excited, apparently, about a 198 hitter joining the Dodger bench. He says the Dodgers, it's a low-risk move, and he is solid against left-handed pitching, not to mention the injuries. Yeah. Hit 259 with the Angels in 13 games against left-handed pitching. Last year, over a full, well, semi-full season, 2020, he hit 230. King Albert did against left-handed pitching. Sounds like a hell of a move. Hell of a move by the Dodger front office. I mean, really just outstanding. Yeah, who wouldn't want a 41-year-old DH on the National League? Well, the answer is everyone else, because nobody else picked up Albert Pujols. The Cardinals didn't want him back. That's the only one that made sense. If you're talking about a National League team, you're like, well, you can sell nostalgia.
Well, you can't be any worse than these guys, Luke Rayleigh and Brandon Noisy and DJ Peters.
Nah, he can be. He can be just as bad. He can be just as bad as those guys. Skeeter writes in from Montana. He says, where the hell is the dunce cap for the damn Dodger staff for signing Albert Pujols? A-plus monologue, Mr. Maller. That's from Skeeter. In the woods of Montana. Ozzy Momentum, listening down under, says, this is a wonderful move by the Dodgers. Perfectly executed. Time to annoy you. Great radio to follow. Do you think that Dave Roberts will like Pujols in the first base spot when he's hitting sub 100? Yeah. Well, one thing about Dave Roberts is he does not care about the statistics and who's playing well and who's not playing well. He doesn't believe in that. He continues to send dogs with fleas out to play because that's what the nerds tell him is the best lineup. So he sends it out there. Terry, who's in the tank on the Gagon team, Terry in England, part of Team Gagon, says, fair play to you, Ben. You don't dodge the Albert issue. Excellent monologue. I assume Dave Roberts liked him in that spot. He really did. He said, Matt, the Warrior Raider ace. Isn't all of America, by the way, a Golden State Warrior fan right now, this week? Can't we all root for the Golden State Warriors? Man, I think America is going to rally around the Golden State Warriors. Wrong. Anyway, Matt says, I think the Dodgers are bringing Albert Pujols in to just mess with the Angels. If he provides anything, the Angels are paying for it. Even if he doesn't, it's still the Angels' responsibility to pay the guy all but the minimum of his $30 million salary. Mr. Diaz says the Dodgers should have signed Yasiel Puig. Well, that would have been a better move. I'd rather have Yasiel Puig running around than Albert Pujols.
Too much baggage.
Oh, stop. Stop, please. He's playing the. How's he doing
in
the
Mexico,
Mexican
baby? He's in Mexico.
I know. How's he doing in the Mexican league?
I haven't checked.
I have no life, Roberto, but I've not gone that deep into the abyss to check out Mexican League baseball stats to find out how Yasiel Puig's doing. But I might do that in a few minutes. Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros, writes in. As soon as I heard of the Dodgers acquiring Albert Pujols, I thought you might have pulled your hair out or what's left of it. Well, there's not much left. It's nice when you have to have that much money to burn. You give it a D. I will wait and see approach. I'll give it a wait and see approach. That's from just Josh. Calvin, the Clipper fan in Davenport, says, come on, Ben. If any other team picked up Pujols, you would have given it an easy F minus. The Dodgers picked up a player who needs to take a nap halfway through a game and was good a solid 10-plus years ago. He says, plus the Clippers are going to win the championship. Well, thank you, Calvin, on that last note at the end. And as far as Albert Pujols is concerned, yeah, he's done, but it's a D. He's a backup. And he's not going to play that much. Now, if he plays a lot, it becomes an F. If he plays a lot, Pujols gets an F, the Dodgers get an F, and somebody should lose their job. Okay, I'll be very clear on that. All right, now I was smiling a little bit over the weekend, because not because of the Albert Pujols thing, obviously. Who gives a crap about that? But there's a couple things that I love. Major League Baseball players pushing back against the douchebag commissioner, Rob Manfred. And we start out with the Cincinnati Reds, my favorite Cincinnati Red. Since the big red machine is Nick Castellanos, who had an amazing, this is a great video. So he hits a home run against the Rockies over the weekend. Now, why would we talk about a Reds-Rockies game? Who the F cares about a Reds-Rockies game? Certainly not us. But Nick Castellanos of the Reds hits a dinger, right? It's a two-run homer that tied the game on Saturday against the Rockies. Reds go on to win the game. He's interviewed in the postgame on the cable channel there in Ohio. And a Reds fan, during the interview, Castellanos, he had handed the microphone headset to the Reds fan. And it was outstanding. And the Reds fan said during the interview, Castellanos had come over after the home run and given him like a fist bump, right? So they were trying to figure out what was going on. And the fan had told Castellanos while he was warming up to imagine Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred's face on the ball. And the guy said this on the guys on Bally Sports Ohio were gobsmacked. They were not expecting that answer. They were not expecting that answer from the fan.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Well, that was not the only player that pushed back against the douchebag commissioner of Major League Baseball. Trevor Bauer pitched a game against the Marlins, pitched a very good game.
Oh, that was great.
And then he had to go on the Zoom news conference afterwards, and he had a strategically placed sign that was a message. You saw this, right, Roberto? You saw what I'm talking
yes.
about here. This is hilarious, right? So he holds a sign up. And
he had a tape to his shirt.
Yeah, it was taped to his shirt, but it was a message to Rob Manfred. mocking the fact that baseball had said, hey, you got to cover up your logo that you wear on your shirts because, you know, you're not allowed to promote your own brand there. You're not allowed to do it. So he decided, Trevor Bauer, that he was going to troll Rob Manfred. So as Roberto said, he taped a photo or a piece of paper, rather, with a drawing that said, not my logo, don't find me, in large black ink on a white piece of paper right there below the collar of his shirt. And it was outstanding. So now, better job of trolling, though. Better job of trolling. Trevor Bauer with the sign in the postgame Zoom or Nick Castellanos of the Reds goofing on the commissioner with a fan. I'm actually going to go with the Reds. All right, I'm going to go with the Reds guy, and I'll tell you why. Because he got a fan involved. Now, as far as I know, there's no past relationship between that random Cincinnati Reds fan who happened to be in Denver and Castellanos. I don't think it was a plan. I think it just kind of happened, and that was perfect, right? Because technically, Castellanos did not trash the commissioner. He just had the fan trash the commissioner, right? He handed the headset to the fan, and the fan then unloaded. But Castellanos did not say it. I don't remember him saying I saw the clip. I don't think he did say it. So anyway, all right, let's go to the phones. And who do we have? Let's go to OB, who's in L.A., and OB is up first here on the Ben Maller Show. Hello, OB.
Good evening, sir. How are you today?
If I was any better, I'd be a Pujols, but not Albert Pujols because he's washed up.
So, a couple of questions, if I may. Firstly, it's baseball. Is there any room for kind of the old school, quote unquote, techniques of bunting and moving the runner over? Can that win in today's baseball, given the fact that I'm looking at a lot of these teams who are not doing well, such as your Dodgers and the Yankees? And I figure that if they started maybe going back to maybe just trying to move the runners over and getting people on base and maybe stealing some bases, they'd actually do some more winning.
All right, so OB, listen, you're preaching to the choir on this. It's not going to happen, and the reason it's not going to happen is because the players don't want to do it because they don't pay to bunt. They don't pay to hit sac flies. They don't pay to hit behind runners. They pay to hit home runs, and you've got generations now of players that were taught in the minor leagues, this is how you have to play the game. Don't choke up on the bat with two strikes. It's maddening. And I would like to see, though, and I believe this will happen. In fact, we had Derek Hall on the podcast, the guy who used to be with the Dodgers. He runs the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's the CEO of the Diamondbacks. And I told Derek, I've known Derek for years. I said, listen, Derek, why don't the Diamondbacks or somebody do this? I forget exactly what I said, but why don't one of these teams in baseball do it and play the old style way? If everyone else is playing this way where you let it rip and try to hit home runs, you would actually have a competitive advantage if you played small ball and played that way. And he kind of just like hemmed and hawed a little bit and said, well, we have analytics, but we try to use a little bit of both. But no, I agree with you, OB. It's frustrating, especially when you know, like against the shift, you should, if I was a hitter, if you were a decent hitter, wouldn't you want to have the opposing defense play the shift? Because if you knew how to prop as a batsman, if you knew how to hold the bat the right way, and you would love it, you just hit it where the defense is not lined up, you could get a hit every single time, or you bunt. They don't do it, though.
Agreed.
All right. Well, all right. We agree, OB. That's bad radio.
So, my next point was on basketball, the upcoming NBA playoffs. I know that you're not a big basketball fan, but are there any intriguing matchups that you're looking into? For example, I was looking at the possibility of the Wizards playing the Nets and having Russell Westbrook against his old foes, KD and Harden. And I was also looking at the Heat against the Bucks in the East. And in the West, the Clippers versus the Mavericks, given that the Mavericks...
Forget about it. The Clippers are going to beat the Mavericks. The Clippers spent the last week of the season trying to get the Mavericks. Now, the rule, and I don't like it. I don't like when teams do that, but that's the modern NBA, when teams try to intentionally lose games to play certain opponents because they think they have an easier matchup. But the key to that, if you intentionally lose games to two of the worst teams in the NBA and you tank those games, which the Clippers did against Houston and Oklahoma City, you damn well better win the matchup that you essentially jerry-rigged the end of the season to get. And the Clippers, they believe they have an relatively easier time against the Mavericks. Yeah, bring on Luka. Yeah, he ain't going to hit that three-point shot this time. The Mavericks are not as good as they were last year. They don't have as good the outside shooting as they did last year. And right. So, hey, I'm fine with that. And how about Golden State taking down the Lakers and playing that Fugazi playing game on Wednesday? That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be. I think the Warriors against the Suns would be a very kind of a nice matchup. So,
yeah, that's good. Cool. All right, thank you. Go, AB. Obi, not AB. Obi. I know a guy named AB.
Who?
Staples Center. AB, good guy. He runs the. I don't know if he's still there. I haven't been to a game in a long time because of COVID. But he ran the media room there. He called the shots. AB. Good guy.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Ben, as you know, I'm not a big follower of the NBA. I was when I was young and silly, but not
you
really
liked
much
it
anymore.
When they had short shorts.
That's
the short
actually
shorts
true.
On. Yes.
But I did see the headline, and I know you guys are NBA people, so maybe you understand this.
I'm a baseball guy at my
Oh,
core.
Is that right? Well, yeah. Here's the headline. Brooklyn Nets secure number 2 seed as Kyrie Irving joins the 50-40-90 club. And
yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
was intrigued. What the hell is the 50-40-90 club? Apparently he shot 50% or greater from the field, 40% or better from three-point range, and 90% or better from the
you didn't know that,
free
Eddie?
Throw line.
That's correct, Eddie.
I've never heard of that.
Bad fan knowledge. Yeah.
You guys
bad
are well. You guys are very familiar with the 50-40-90.
Absolutely.
Who else has been members of the 50-40-90 club recently?
Larry Bird was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry.
Was Steph Curry in it? Yeah.
Who did you just say, Eddie?
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, Steve Nash. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Automatic.
Okay. All right, all this is really just an excuse so I could talk about Kyrie Irving because he wouldn't speak to reporters after the game on Sunday, but he did speak to reporters after the game on, I believe it was on Saturday, where he refused to answer any basketball questions because he was concerned with the situation in the Middle East.
Yes, because, they've been battling in the Middle East for hundreds of years, but Kyrie Irving is going to be the person that figures out what's going on there and solves that problem.
Racist.
He said that this was way more important than anything concerning basketball, which is not untrue. But
I agree, and I hope that Kyrie sits out
I was wondering, if you're a Nets fan,
honestly.
He wants
peace in the Middle East.
No, seriously.
And as an NBA fan, I think Kyrie, it would be wrong for him to play. I think he should just sit out the postseason for Brooklyn. That would be a statement.
Would it
people
surprise
would
anyone,
people,
though?
People
honestly, would it surprise
him?
Anybody if he did that? If he said, I'm not playing today because...
Oh, God, I hope he does.
Seriously.
That would be awesome. Be awesome.
I wouldn't be shocked at all.
How great would it be if
I'm taking
Brooklyn
a personal day to protest the violence
Well, all
in
he
Italy.
Has to say is I submitted my time on work day and I have the day off, so...
Yeah, you just have to type in the... It's the company system here. If you want a day off, you go on there and you type that in. They have that in the NBA, don't they?
No, he just says, I need to take a personal
How
day
great
off.
Would this be if Kyrie goes Coco for Cuckoo Puffs and Cocoa Puffs and then sits out and then Washington plays Brooklyn and let's say Kevin Durant has a boo-boo and can't play and then Washington, a team under 500, somehow were to beat Brooklyn in the first. Oh my God, that would be outstanding.
That God, would be great would be, for our business, that's for sure.
Can
I
we
that.
Have that happen? Can we talk that into reality? That would be great.
I would like to see that happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you for
we'll
that.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yes, we will. All right. It's Ben Maller's show on Fox. We got a manager tirade. I love a good manager tirade. And we have the audio tape here. We'll get back to the calls in a second. We began the hour yapping about the Dodgers signing Albert Pujols. The Maller report card D. I give it a D. He's a backup. I can't get too worked up over a backup. He shouldn't play very much. If he plays a lot, I'm going to revisit the report card, give him an F, the Dodgers. But let's go to Philadelphia, where Joe Girardi is managing the Fightin' Phils. And you look at that NL East, they're not exactly a sexy division. Was supposed to be a pretty good division. It's still relatively early in the baseball season, but when you look at the standings, you're not gobsmacked by anything happening in the National League Eastern Division. The Mets are in first place. The Phillies are a half game behind the Mets. in that division with the Braves still under 500, the Marlins, they're not very good, and the Nationals, who I said were not going to make the playoffs, and I was taking a lot of crap from Roberto over there. The Nationals currently in last place. But anyway, so Joe Girardi gets upset. This happens over the weekend. He got into a confrontation that was caught on camera with the second baseman for Philadelphia, Gene Segura. And Girardi was barking at Gene Segura. They had a back-and-forth situation. And Girardi said, that's a bench conversation meant for the bench, right? And he didn't want to talk about it. And then the reporters in Philadelphia kept asking Girardi about the situation, and he was getting angrier and angrier and angrier, and he turned in to famous NFL agent Drew Rosenhaus. Let's go to the audio tape, as Warner Wolf would say. Here is Philadelphia manager Joe Girardi losing his mind.
You can ask all you want. You got everything you're going to get about it. All right? I'm done with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jim and Bob.
I know you're doing your job, but that's it.
Joe, conversation or confrontation?
Next question.
How about the optics of all this?
I mean, Next question.
I mean, it just from
Jimmy. I'm not going to talk about it, Jimmy. I'm not going to talk about it. Next question. You got a baseball question? Ask me a baseball question.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. He's hyperventilating. Next question. That's Joe Girardi, manager of the Phillies. And this is something that bothers me. This is an excuse that's been used since I was a radio stringer, radio reporter. Ask me a baseball question. All right. A, this happened at a baseball game. B, everyone involved was wearing baseball uniforms. It happened in a dugout, which is where baseball teams hang out. It's a baseball question, you ding-a-ling. What's wrong with you, you Mama Luke? No, ask me a baseball question. Okay, so a manager of a professional baseball team gets into a screaming match with a professional baseball player. It is a baseball question. Okay, that's it. It's a baseball question.
Every day and got nothing to show for it. I'm tired of f***ing losing. I'm trying to get my ass beat, and so are those guys. We're going to change this f***ing shit around and get after it. And only we can do it.
Yeah.
The fans are pissed off, and I'm pissed off, and the players are pissed off. And that's the way it is.
Wow.
There's no f***ing easy way out of this. Can't feel sorry for ourselves. Got to f***ing buckle it up and get after it.
Wow, bro.
Tired of goddamn losing this f***ing every night, and we bust our ass. It's got to be a total team effort to turn this thing around, and that's it.
One of the more underrated rants of all time, a nondescript baseball lifer, John McLaren, as manager of the Seattle Mariners, losing his lunch. I love that. And we play that for all sports because he does not mention baseball. He doesn't mention the Mariners in that soundbite. It's just generic. It's what we call evergreen. You can play it for anything. Play it for an NBA team that falls behind on the plus. Maybe we will. Let's go to the phones again. We'll say hello to Chemtrail Manual in San Antonio. Hello, Chemtrail Manual.
Hello, Big Ben. Hello,
how
Eddie.
You doing, man? How's your health, Chemtrail? You hanging in there, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing a lot better. A lot
good.
Better.
Good.
Yeah.
Good
enough to call you and Eddie and Roberto and Cooper.
Well, that's really a sign of good health when you can call an overnight radio show. You know things are going okay.
There you
okay.
go. You got it, man. I can yes. stay up later now.
Good. I like that. So does that mean you're back in your fighting weight to take on that annoying Charlie? We need you to knock him out there.
Oh, yeah. That was another one I had to talk about, man. Charlie doesn't even know what the hell he's talking about anymore. Man, you know what he ought to do? And this is a good one for Pujols. When Pujols gets a hit, Pujols starts running, and then he jumps on top of Charlie and let Charlie run him around the back. Yeah, and then when Charlie goes down like a horse with a broken leg, they can shoot him.
Ooh, wow, Chemtrail, you're going dark. You're going dark here, Chemtrail. No, that would be one way. Listen, that would be one way Albert Pujols would be a good pickup for the Dodgers because Rob Manfred already created the ghost runner on second where the runner just pops up. So how about just have – how about when Pujols – no, no, how about this? When Pujols is in the on-deck on-deck circle and he goes out to home plate to hit, you then have a ghost runner come out and stand right behind the umpire –
And then when Pujols makes contact, he then, the ghost runner can run and Pujols can walk back to the dugout. How about that?
Yeah. Didn't Jimmy Stewart make a movie about that where he was a pitcher and he shot his leg when he went hunting?
Well, listen, there's no more relevant reference culturally than Jimmy Stewart.
The hard one.
All right, I got to go. Thank you. I'm glad you're doing better, though, Chemtrail. Call us more often, buddy. The great Chemtrail Manual from San Antonio. Time now for the Who Am I game over the weekend. Nolan Arenado became the first St. Louis Cardinals batter to homer, went down to the team's final out in San Diego since I did it again. Over the weekend, Nolan Arenado, becoming the first St. Louis Cardinal batter to homer, went down to the team's final out in San Diego since me. Who am I? The answer in the MLB pick'em. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Who am I game over the weekend? This is a blatant attempt to get you to listen through the commercial messages. Over the weekend, Nolan Arenado becoming the first Cardinals batter to homer, went down to the team's final out in San Diego since I did it. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Mr. Nice Guy's going with Ricky Gervais is his answer. Hard-hitting Mark Whitten from 00 Mexican in San Diego. The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, guest by Rob in Vegas. Scorpio Niner going with Rick and Keel. Michael says Scott Rowland. Doug Moe from Chip and the Q's, a great former Cardinal back in the day. Dodger killer Bernard Gilkey, guest by Oscar. Ryan Ludwig from Jason in Denver. Sean's going with the petite-sized Craig Paquette as his answer. Jose Oquendo from Miguel on Fire. Just Josh is going with Vince Coleman. Ozzie Smith, guest by Dante and Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Luke the Vending Guy is going with Jay Buhner as his answer. Alex the Cynical, fan of the cheating Astros, says Corey Seager's hand. David Freeze, guest by Patrick. Carlton Fisk from Rob in Minnesota. John Ramos of Fox Sports Radio, guest by the Eurojack. Do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes, it's former Cardinal Tom Herr.
Tom Herr, is it Tom Herr? No. Not Iron Mike Tyson, guessed by J. Dot, Lonnie Smith from Ted, or Gary Templeton from Dave. The correct answer, Rex Hudler in 1990 off Craig Lefferts. That. Any way I can slide Rex Hudler's name and Craig Lefferts' name into the show,
the
I will
Wonder
do
Dog.
That. The Wonder Dog, Royals broadcaster. All right, here we go. Time now for the MLB Pick'em Koopaloop. You have the first selection. You're on the clock.
I will go with Garrett Cole.
All right. I will take Walker Buehler. Roberto.
Give me Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is on fire.
Aaron Judge. Eddie.
I'll take Hugh Darvish.
All right. One more.
I'll go with Manny Machado.
Roberto.
Juan Soto.
Give me Paul Goldschmidt. Koopa Loop, the back-to-back.
I will go with Shohei Ohtani and
Angel fanboy pick.
Mitch Haniger.
Xander Bogaerts of the Sox. Roberto.
John Gray.
Eddie.
A good pick if the Red Sox are playing.
Mike Trout.
They're playing. Somewhere they're playing.